You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we've had students in Year 9 doing six options since about 2009, and now they'll do five options, two full year and three half year, and then they'll do the Te Reo as a half year as well. But they all have to do it.
Right. And is that going to see an introduction of more Te Reo teachers, or just a different sort of timetable?
We've actually moved... 2 years ago, we were really lucky, and when our last Te Reo teacher left, we were able to appoint two teachers
right. Who
both had really strong Te Reo but also had other subjects, and one of them was a first-year teacher. So as she's picked up more classes, you know, next year she'll be able to take a full-time load as a fully registered teacher now, and so finally we've got the capacity, because we couldn't do it if we only had one teacher. We've finally got the capacity to have two teachers teaching, so it's just sort of worked its way through the process.
Yeah. How many Year 9 students typically come in?
We'll have 308 next year.
Right. Wow. Yep. So it'll be a nice big chunk of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So why did you have this shift, I suppose, in making it a compulsory subject?
Well, we've been wanting to do it for about 5 years, and we've just not, as I say, we haven't been able to have staffing, but we just see it as something that we should do in New Zealand. I mean, it is one of the official languages. We offer sign language as well, but we've always offered it as an option. But increasingly, we think it's important for kids to have a bigger understanding, a greater understanding of Te Reo and Tikanga. And actually, how do we do that unless we make it a compulsory subject, and unless we manipulate the curriculum in such a way that we make sure that there is a certain base level of work covered by everybody? So we thought, well, the only way we can do this is to make it compulsory, and as I say, we've had amazing feedback from people saying, well, of course, why not? Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
Do you think it'll have a positive impact on the students later on, in terms of just understanding their own culture?
Oh, I hope so. Oh gosh, I hope so. Yeah.
I'm sure it will.
Absolutely. Just being part of New Zealand. Yeah.
Have you heard of other schools potentially in the Wellington area, or even greater New Zealand, that also want to do the same thing?
Oh, I think a lot of schools want to. It's the availability of teachers that's a big problem.
Right.
There just aren't many trained Te Reo teachers out there. They get nabbed for government departments at a moment's notice. And in Wellington, of course, that's particularly difficult because they're grabbed all the time. So I think there are lots of schools that would like to do it, but just don't have the staffing. So we were just really in a lucky position.
Yep. Yeah. And also, in terms of potentially making it compulsory for further study, do you think you'll do that, or just stick it at Year 9?
No, I mean, we're still saying in Year 9 the girls still have to do a technology option, an arts option, and a languages option. So they still will do another language. But we can't sustain it. We would need... We'd need more than three teachers to be able to do it in Year 10 as well. So from Year 10, they have open access to two options. They do three options, and they can choose what they like.
I suppose that kind of half year, though, opens the door a little bit more to maybe more people wanting to do today, or learning about today, which is awesome.
Yeah, you'd hope so. And you also hope, I mean, there will be people who aren't interested and who don't see it as being very important to them, and it's half a year. You know, it's not going to be the end of their world. I don't think it'll be a big problem. And, I mean, we've got a number of primary schools that offer a good program anyway. So the kids are coming with some experience and are quite keen.
Yeah.
So they're not seeing it as a big issue at all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.